The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnuts. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, everyone. This is Angelina Love.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
This is WWE superstar Natalya.
Hi, this is Brie. And this is Nikki. And we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken Not Haughty.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap. And you're listening to the greatest rap.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
I knew you'd come.
Cause now I'm back.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Total Divas right here on WildTalkRadio.com. That's right. He's Rock. I'm Lindsay. We're back after a not-so-brief hiatus, or brief hiatus, however you want to look at it, from Total Bellas. And now we transition to Total Divas. I'm so excited.
We got some new divas.
We've got some new divas. We've got some new shenanigans.
Because we're seeing all the new divas in wedding dresses. Old divas and everything alike. So on the new season, we have Alexa Bliss, Carmella, and Nia Jax have joined Lana and Naomi and the Bella Twins and Natty and Maryse, gearing up for Money in the Bank.
Hey, they're shooting here in Atlanta.
Hey,
how about that?
Hey, SmackDown Live, Atlanta, Georgia. Seeing the divas arrive slowly. People climbing down things slowly. A Baron Corbin,
hey,
an Ambrose,
Dolph Ziggler, Dean,
a Big E, shimmying and shaking with Lana. I think it was.
Yep, I'm looking for my favorite Total Diva. Is he gonna be on here?
She's taking out the sticky bra and she throws it away. Natty's like, the girls won't be able to do Money in the Bank. No, who knows? That won't happen.
Natty, you're wrong. You're so wrong.
It's great time to be a girl in WWE, says Natty. Breaking down the glass ceiling as we get set for Total Divas. This is make or break. If you guys don't do well, they're never going to let you do this again, says Nicole. I think that was what she said. Close enough.
So it's not, I'll break you, bitch.
I'll break you, bitch. You hear me? I wasn't going to say it, but you made me say it.
Well, it is your favorite quote.
It is my
now
favorite
we're seeing,
quote.
We're seeing Natty and Charlotte and Carmella.
This was a five-way?
And Becky, yeah, a five. Oh, it's Becky's skirt. Yay, Becky's skirt. I love that thing. It's so cute.
And the match really never even started. As we did the powerbomb spot through the table.
Which was epic. And hey, look, it's Shay McMahon.
His first Total Divas appearance.
Ding. The women's division on SmackDown is on fire.
Straight fire. And Nicole's watching on her phone.
And there it is, y'all. The first ever women's Money in the Bank ladder match. Hey, there's Jack Gallagher. Because not only is this Total Divas, it's spot your favorite superstar. Still favorite appearance ever, Eric Rowan. Because they caught a wild Rowan.
They did. It comes
dangerous
off,
in a way.
In a way.
In a way. You're screwing with ladders, and it's dangerous in a way.
We just saw the Sheamus injury. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it's dangerous in a way. I think it's just dangerous.
It is very dangerous.
But Nikki's very excited for Money in the Bank, as is the rest of the women. Because it's was a men's match that's now a ladies' match, which is pretty awesome. And we are in Pensacola with probably Trinity and John. Yes.
Things are going great for Naomi at the moment. She's been married for 3 years. She's the women's champion of SmackDown. The Uso is a tag team champion.
All is right in casa de Uso.
She wants to go get dinner, and he's like, go cook something real quick. Oh, She's now playing the champ card, champ with perk card. Oh god, what is he doing? Their romance is slack or lacking. Champ with perks, he pulls out his belt. His doesn't even have his name on it.
He isn't gonna cook, she isn't gonna cook. Y'all, Uber Eats. Best thing ever. Not even kidding.
They're legit walking out with their belts.
This is like some fanfiction level crap.
Oh, it's kind of pouring out.
Yeah, you don't want to go out in the pouring rain with the belts.
Can't take the belts out in the rain. Belts stay at home, or they're going to cost you a bunch of money. They're going to a drive-thru.
Grover's.
Who orders spaghetti at a drive-thru?
They do? Who makes spaghetti at a drive-thru?
Exactly. Grover's.
Like, out of all the drive-thru foods, I would never think of spaghetti.
That takes like 15 minutes. It's not fast food.
Well, if you pre-cook it, I don't know.
They need a wall, because times like this.
Oh, dear. And now we're headed to Phoenix with the Bellas. And we see Mama Bella with Birdie. Aw, so cute. Oh, please, please don't replay this. I'm going to have flashbacks. No. No, don't. Oh, thank God they didn't show it. Why did she put her extensions back in and then take them out?
I don't know. Brian's on maternity leave.
But that's really sweet, because then he gets to be with his daughter. He doesn't have to travel.
Brian was making it seem that she just woke up the baby. Every outfit's too big on the baby.
Look at her eyes. Wow. She's like, what the hell? She's literally like, what the hell right now? And she looks like Brian.
Nikki said, mine are big, but they don't produce milk. We're getting a rehash of her getting engaged. Brian hopes he doesn't get called. Nikki's like, maybe we pitch I can take your spot for a bit.
They're coming with the idea for Nikki to become a SmackDown GM. No. No. Please no. I love Nikki, but no. It will ruin the dad relationship, and I just can't have that. It's SmackDown dads. It's kind of a thing.
It is kind of a thing. Proxy GM.
What, she's like the anonymous GM?
Sort of. Okay. We'll get to it in the break. We're in Evansville, Indiana. Where's Will? Anyway, there's the Miz and Maryse.
Ooh, I like Maryse's dress.
So they switch from SmackDown to Monday Night Raw. Miz is Intercontinental Champion. There's Bo in the clip. Most importantly, her dogs are doing fantastic.
That's important. It's Alexa and Nia!
And some guy.
Their driver. Alexa! My wife, y'all. My wife. One of my wives. I have many wives on this show.
And now we understand why she went to Utah.
Yes.
Just saying.
Just saying.
Talk about her history, want to be the Hardys and Lita, and how they ever, you know, on Monday nights would eat pizza and watch Monday Night Raw. She came to WWE after college. She's going to wear a new shirt now. I need coffee the size of my butt. It's the shirt she wants to wear. She's not on TV. Now I thought it was for TV.
They're adorable together. Oh my god.
She's nervous Naya. About doing the pre-tape promos.
I heard her. I heard her so much.
She mentions her cousin, The Rock.
And her other cousin, Roman Reigns. And her other cousins, the Usos.
They don't count. She never thought she could be a part of business because she's a plus-size woman.
But we are happy you are, Naya. We're happy you are. And there's Maryse.
Let's talk about how nice Maryse's butt looks.
It does look nice.
It does. She's still getting to know the new girls with Maryse. That's Bo. I saw Bo.
There was a Bo Dallas. We got a wild Bo Dallas.
There's Miz. It is the Miz show. He's on. He's there on like four segments. Joe and destroying Roman. Speaking of Roman.
There's Roman.
There's Roman. So shout out Roman.
He's on everything. I really like Alexa's outfit. It's cute. There's the Glam Squad. I feel like they need their own show. Like the Misadventures of the Glam Squad. There's Dana Brooke behind them.
Naya started talking like, you wish you were part of this? This Women to Revolution thing. Maryse is bringing up her history.
Maryse is kind of, she's a part of that era that gets forgotten.
So we're getting clips of what's coming up here in a minute. Now.
Yes.
We need to address something.
We do?
Yes. So I looked up the menu. There is no spaghetti on this menu.
Oh, thank God. What is on the menu?
We got the Grover Burger, the Double Grover Burger, the Double Junior Burger, the Mushroom Swiss. These are all sandwiches. The Country Fried Burger, the Boneless Pork Loin, the, what they call a Philly Cheesesteak, or a Chicken Philly Supreme, Fried Chicken, Buffalo Chicken, yada yada yada, hot dogs, corn dogs, grilled cheese. You also have Jumbo Wings, Fried Pickle, Green Tomatoes, Onion Rings in the Sampler Platter, Fried Orca, Salads, Steak, Chicken
Orca?
Steak.
Orca. Or Okra.
Okra. There you go. Okra.
I was going to say they fried up Shamu.
Yes. Well, that would happen if I zoomed in on this menu. I'm looking on my phone. Steak dinners and stuff like that. There's no spaghetti. I was curious. So I looked up this place.
Okay. All right. Zoom in on the Country Fried Steak Burger. I'm curious. What is it?
The Country Fried Burger. There's no description on what the Country Fried Burger is. And there's Country Fried Steak. There's no Country Fried Steak Burger. It's Country Fried Burger.
I'm sure they could make one. You just stick the country fried steak on a bun and you can call it a burger. Because it's technically steak.
Yeah, they don't. All they have is, they just list it. They don't actually tell you what's in it.
I don't want. I just want to know what it looks like. Grover's
Country Fried Burger. So,
because we have nothing to talk about, so live Googling on the show because I'm insanely curious.
I was actually curious about the menu, so I spent here part of this episode looking up this menu.
You're supposed to be watching the episode.
I can do both.
No, you can't.
You want to bet? They also have a breakfast. They also have a breakfast menu.
Ew.
What?
It looks nasty.
So, they also have a dessert menu. They get their shakes and ice cream and a bunch of toppings.
Okay, the wings look good. The burgers look like standard burgers. Like, they actually kind of look like the Varsity a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for Google. I actually kind of want to... It reminds me of this place out west I used to go to that was, like, all deep fried and was enough to choke your arteries, but it was, like, really good on a bad, like, really cold winter day. Like, you just wanted something hot and deep fried. It's like, yeah, this is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this place reminds me of.
Yeah, that's what it basically is. A little burger. You go get fried food, burgers, whatever.
And they have chicken and waffles.
Well, yeah.
Which I've never quite understood. Is that baked potato? Was it on... Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives? Might have been on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Maybe.
Maybe it was.
Maybe it was.
Maybe it wasn't. I don't know. But anyway, so we're getting the whole backstory of, you know, the new divas, and it looks like we're going to get some stuff with Nia and Maryse. Because Maryse is not fitting in quite well with the new divas that come since moving to Monday Night Raw, so that's going to be a situation we're going to deal with here in the coming moments, because it just looks like it. And it's always good to see Alexa... just in any fashion as we're seeing her in this episode tonight.
Because she's adorable.
And we're going to keep up with the Bellas here in a moment as well as we're coming back from break. We're back in Pensacola, Florida with the Usos.
And now they're going to the lighthouse.
Keeper's quarters. They're going to a lighthouse and she's not feeling it at all.
But he's trying. Her hair is getting sucked up into the lighthouse. She's trying to hold down her dress so her dress doesn't go flying up.
Yeah, her hair is just standing upward. He's showing her the Gulf Coast. Ooh, hey, hey, up there. His hair's just blowing all around, too.
I thought he had it up when they got there.
Her skirt's flying up, her hair's flying up.
So it's his idea of romance?
To screw on top of the lamppost. Lighthouse.
Lighthouse.
Whatever.
It's not a lamppost, it's a lighthouse.
Whatever.
He's trying. He's not succeeding, but he's trying. Anyway, we're in Tampa.
Ooh.
With Lana and Handsome Rusev.
Handsome Rusev. She's cutting out all her cardio, lifting heavy.
That's not healthy. Actually, that's probably really not good that she's cutting out cardio, because she needs to keep her cardio up.
I think she should cut carbs out of her diet, not cardio. But that's, you know. She's very excited for her first singles match. At the pay-per-view, she's super excited.
She's adorable.
Yes, she is.
I feel so bad for the amount of crap that she got. Anyway, she's with Nikki and Natty.
So Lana's been training in the ring, and Natty and Nikki are coming by to help. Rusev is giving some tips, and when her reaction was, fine. She is so trying not to kill him right now. He's being a hard ass at the moment, basically.
Yeah, he's giving her a lot of crap, and the girls are just like, yeah, Nikki, don't take a bump. Natty, tell him to stop.
Lana actually slapped her. Now they talk about ladders for Money in the Bank.
They wanted to practice with ladders, but there are no ladders there.
Natty's scared of heights.
That's no bueno.
Lana's like, but you wrestle. Natty never gets off her feet. Why do you think Natty doesn't get off her feet? Because she doesn't like heights.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, she really didn't have to worry about it up until a certain point.
This is true.
Because they never let the girls do anything, and now they're letting the girls do things, but it's like nobody thought Money in the Bank was a possibility, so now he's like, yeah, cool, I don't have to do a ladder match.
Well, now you do.
Now you do. And now we're back at Casa de Neidhart, Wilson.
I like how it said Natty and TJ's house. It's back to saying Natty and TJ's.
And she's trying to take a selfie with the cat, and the cat wants nothing to do with it, and there's Mom and Dad. She's doing research on ladders.
No, he's like, they told her to do research on ladders. He's like, really? Natty, what are you doing?
She's getting up on her countertop in her shoes.
Are we going to a hardware store?
We are going to a We're doing this in a hardware store.
He's like,
if you're gonna do that kind of crap, at least do it in Home Depot.
Right? He's like, you're too stiff. He hit me with it. Actually hit me with it.
Oh my God, he found a 12-foot ladder.
Why is the mom on top of the car?
I don't know.
Natty doesn't even know. Why is the mom on top of the car?
Oh my god, is that going to hold?
Why are they driving home? Down goes the ladder. Good thing the film crew was right behind them.
Right?
And not running over the ladder. This is why she's disowning her family. We're seeing more drama coming.
Alexa's like, oh Jesus, I didn't sign up for this.
We'll get to that.
Okay, why did her mom get on top of the car?
These are the questions I need answers. I gotta go to Twitter. I gotta go find Natty's Twitter and find out why, see if she talked about why her mom got on the car. Because reasons.
Okay.
You talk.
Alright, so if you're gonna buy a 12-foot ladder, right? They live in Tampa?
Mm-hmm.
There are Home Depots in Tampa. There's an app that, you know, ships directly to you. Like, they'll bring it to you kind of thing. Why didn't you just, like, order it and have it brought to you? Why did you go to a hardware store and get it? You know?
Yeah. Sadly, there's no answer to that on her Twitter.
Logic? I mean, I get it's for TV and, you know, hey, let's take y'all to a hardware store.
Okay. Better yet, you gotta know someone in Florida who has a big-ass truck with a flatbed in the back that you could stick these ladders in.
Why didn't they call Braun Strowman?
Right? Call someone with a flatbed truck, put the ladders in there, bam.
Why didn't they go to the PC? Wouldn't they have, like, 12-foot ladders at the PC?
Where does she live? She lives in...
She lives in Tampa. I mean, Orlando's, like, what, an hour and a half away?
Well, you don't want to drive an hour and a half, 3 hours for ladders.
Well, if you're going to work with them, yeah.
No, you can always just go to a store and buy ladders. That's not the issue.
Or you could order them online. Anyway, we're back at Casa de Wilson.
That was quick. Why are we doing this inside?
Where is her husband?
He's not a member of the Total Divas cast.
Okay.
Cherry.
Hey, it's Cherry. She looks good.
Mm-hmm. This is the small ladder. Natty, no one can hold your hand doing this. Natty, you climb the ladder fine.
It's the fear of heights, though.
Oh, I know. And I think
she's really not even that high off the ground.
No, and I think it's her parents that are giving her the driving her insane at the moment.
Where's TJ?
Not a part of the Total Divas cast.
Aww, I miss him. Anyway, we're back in Pensacola. Oh, I see rose petals. I see chef's hat. Somebody getting romantic up in here. There's flowers. Aw, look at him romancing his wife. And he made her spaghetti.
Of course he did. With meatballs.
It's the finest Hidden Valley ranch they had. Sorry. This is so cute.
I don't think he cooked any of this food.
But it's the thought that counts.
He's talking about putting in effort.
There's candles, there's wine, there's flowers. He found the finest catered spaghetti he could get. I mean, you know, honestly, I'd rather him bring it in if he doesn't know how to cook it than try to make it himself, because you know that's not going to turn out.
They were doing the shared noodle thing.
The Lady and the Tramp thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're so cute.
She didn't eat anything. She's putting it in Tupperware. Oh, look. Look what she found. Oh, look what she found. Takeout containers. He's like, it's a thought. But she didn't eat any of the food, though.
She ate a little bit, but she didn't eat a lot. She's saving. I mean, it's a lot of food.
She had two bites. And we're at the Bryanson's house.
Bernie is so cute. Maternity leave is over for Brian. He has to go back to work.
And she's turning away.
She's got her mom's eyes.
Mm-hmm. But he doesn't know if she could do it alone. No, they did not like the idea of using Nikki instead of Brian. Oh, we're going to have some pool shenanigans coming up. So, where do you want to start?
Let's start with the Usos.
Okay.
It's the thought that counts. Well played. He tried. There was an effort made.
But I knew it looked too good to be true.
Okay, but like I said, you know, if he doesn't know how to cook...
You order. Oh.
You order.
I am 110% behind everything he did.
Yeah, I mean, I can't fault him for what he did. That was absolutely wonderful that, you know, he went out and he got dinner for her. He had it there ready. There were flowers, there were candles, there was wine. You know, he made the effort.
And he found what was the dressing?
It's Hidden Valley Ranch.
He found his Hidden Valley Ranch dressing that he could find at the supermarket. So, you know.
I mean, for... It really was very sweet.
He did a very
really,
good
really
job.
It really was.
He did a very good job. He just should have got rid of the containers.
Well, he didn't have to get rid of the containers. It's like, she should know he can't cook. So, you know, it's going to be... It's either catered in or, you know, that he got a personal chef to do it for them, which, you know, that's not going to happen, so...
From what we know, the Usos seem cheap.
Well, it's not that they seem cheap. It's like they may not have the money to be able to do what John Cena and Nikki Bella do. I mean, it's like John Cena and Nikki Bella live on a completely different level than anyone else on this entire show.
Or in this planet, to be honest.
Or this planet, to be honest. I mean, it's just, it's kind of insane how they live. Not that they haven't earned it. I mean, my God, they have the money for it. But it's just like... Personal chefs, private villas, you know, you're jet setting all over the world. It's just like, oh, okay, all right. You know, your every whim and need taken care of. It's just like, all right, fair enough. But yeah, so it's like when you, after watching Total Bellas and seeing how they live versus the rest of the girls, it's an adjustment. So, you know, it's like, to me, I think there's something really sweet and nice in John Uso.
Gotta make sure you clarify which John you're talking
which
about.
Which John? We have like four.
Well, two.
Two.
Anyway, we're back.
We're back, making the effort for Trent. That was really sweet. What? And speaking of the other John, we're at his house.
With Rusev and Alexa.
That's an odd couple.
Natty's already there.
It's party at Cena's.
Time to have some fun. Natty's drinking.
Natty's getting wasted.
Lana now knows what a protein and a carb is.
Natty's like, what are you doing? Nikki, what are you doing? Stop it. Stop it right now. I still say she could get basic cable in that ring.
Nikki's like, we know what that we can handle. We bring babies in this world.
That's not exactly a pleasant experience from what I've seen. I'm seriously scarred for life after the season finale of Total Bellas. I'm not even lying. That was somewhat horrifying. I think Rusev is concerned for Lana.
He doesn't want to see her hurt, because she has a history of injuries in general, and he's very worried.
He's a good husband.
She broke her deadlift and squat record.
Where are the other men's? They all have other men's. Where are their other men's?
They're not here today.
But Rusev is?
They're all in Florida today. John's not in Florida.
Where's Alexa's man?
In Orlando, training.
Where's her wife? And Nikki got shot down for SmackDown GM, unfortunately. Just doesn't make sense because, you know, they brought Brian back, so.
She feels like she's a GM behind the scenes.
Well, you know, she could lay by the pool, work from home, all that fun stuff.
She's very happy for the girls and everything like that.
We're toasting, and now we're getting in the pool.
We're shaking our asses by the pool. Now we're bouncing up and down the pool. We're diving into the pool.
Was that Natty? Diving into the pool?
I think so.
Well, maybe she's getting over her fear of heights.
Or it may have been Lana. It may have been Lana.
May have been Lana, yeah. So we're in L.A. at Monday Night Raw.
Six nights before Money in the Bank.
There's Alexa's wife. There's Mike Rome.
Do wearing glasses inside make me look like an asshole?
Oh, God, here we go.
Naya is questioning whether Maurice has ever been in five matches, like a gauntlet.
A language barrier. Oh, Jesus. Alexa's like, oh, God. Lex is like, babe.
Like, stop.
Props to the guy folding the Alexa Bliss shirts behind them as this is going on.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, God. And now Lex is like, she's just like, what the hell just happened?
Yep. So where do you want to start?
I'm not trying to question Maurice's comment, but she says that she's been with WWE for 12 years. Is that entirely accurate?
I'm going to the Google. Give me a second.
I mean, I'm sure it is. I'm almost positive it is, but it's like I think she's not counting, or she is counting, I'm not sure, the gap between when she left and when she came back. Because it's a pretty significant gap. It's like 5 years? 6 years? She left in what? 2009? Something like that?
She debuted in 2006, so it's 11 years. She left because, as she mentioned earlier, a back injury in 2011 because of the hernia, the abdominal hernia. She was released on October 28th. She was in the independent circuit. She did commentary, and then she came back in 2016. Well, she's been technically, okay, she's not been with the company, but she's been in the business on and off for the last 11 years. So we'll give her 12. But still, because she was probably training before that. It was a Diva Search and what have you. Still, it's 11 years. And she's done a lot. And while she's not in the ring right now, her role is, or was at this point, pretty significant.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, even prior, she's one of the longest reigning Divas champions ever. And like I said, Maryse is a part of that era that's sort of getting pushed to the back burner, where a lot of those girls are being forgotten and basically dismissed as, you know, fluff, because that's what a lot of them were treated as. But there were girls in that era that really did bust their butt. And that's not to say that not all of them did, because I'm sure all of them did, but there were girls like Maryse, like Michelle McCool, like Layla, that really tried and really busted their ass, basically, to get noticed and to do what they did. And with the Divas Revolution, it's kind of like they go from Lita and Trish to now, and that whole stretch gets forgotten. So I can see kind of Maryse's irritation with it, because it's like she was the longest reigning Divas champion. She ran that division for a long, long time. You know, well before the Bellas ever did.
Nia watching the segment with like disgust on her face. Oh God, is this episode?
Oh no! Oh God, it's the Ball family.
Oh God, why are we showing this? Thank God they're not hearing them talk.
They call each other babe.
They're talking about Dean's balls. Alexa is trying to be the peacemaker.
Yeah, Alexa's trying to smooth this over. So basically, Alexa's like, you know, I know you were trying to be disrespectful, but it came off as disrespectful because basically, you know, it's Maryse didn't have the opportunities that we had, so it's almost like you're rubbing it in her face a little bit, and she just kind of took it wrong, and
Alexa's not caring about the over-the-head joke she's trying to pull.
Hey, it's Bo Dallas.
And Slater and Rhino and Curtis.
Anyway, we're back in L.A. with Miz and Maryse. We're
at
Chateau Marmiz.
Chateau Marmiz.
It's Chateau Marmiz now. Just when you think it couldn't get any extra, that happens. And now Maryse is telling Miz what happened and basically the whole disagreement. And yeah, she's not happy. She's definitely not happy. Miz is talking about her experience and how she's basically had 2 minutes to do everything that she did, that she is the women's revolution because she brought prominence to the women's division. And that's very true. She did. She was the face of the women's division for a while, for a good long while.
Maryse, like, people, they should do their homework because we've been fighting for the time you get now. And Miz gave a really good pep talk.
Mm-hmm. He's trying to encourage her to stand up for herself beyond what she already did. And she's basically saying it's not worth it. But, I mean, she does have a very valid point in the sense that it's do your homework.
Mm-hmm.
And Nia was very correct in the fact that she didn't really phrase it correctly. There are a lot of different ways, you know, it's like, hey, Maryse, do you have any advice? You know, I'm doing my first gauntlet match tonight. Do you have any advice for me? That would have been a better way to phrase it than, well, you know, just basically it sounded like, hey, have you ever been in a gauntlet match? Or have you ever been in a gauntlet match? That's, I think, what she said. Something to that effect. And Maryse took that completely wrong.
Well, yeah. Well, she did. Yeah. The way it came across was not the right way to say it. Let's be real. It was not the right way to say it. And I'm thankful for the Miz. He brought up all the points we were talking about, how they would only get 2 minutes and try to get a whole story and a character and a match over. And guess what? We all remember the Maryse character in the 3 minute segments they would have.
She would come out, she would do the hair flip, they would kind of wrestle, and she would win. And then she'd do her little hand gesture, she walked off with her title. That's what she would do.
But guess what? We remember it, don't we?
We remember it. We remember her. I mean, I was super excited when she came back. I loved her when she was on TV. I thought she was fantastic. I think she's fantastic now.
Towards the end, you could see it was just sort of becoming stale a little bit. But yeah. She was fantastic on TV.
Because she stands out. She has that it. She has that star quality to her. And in a division where they were kind of lacking stars, she was really that one that sort of sprang forward.
Right. It's like she got your attention whenever she came on screen. You turned your head and went, okay, star, right there. Because she was. She had that presence about her. Not everyone has that presence, and she did. And that's the good thing about it. So, that is why she stands out. Like, you go through the people, like, you can look through a lot of those women in some fashion, and you look deeper into that whole roster, and maybe one day we need to, at that whole era of wrestling, and you look at the stars and how it's the forgotten era. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, yeah, and it's like you hear women like Maria Kanellis. Maria Kanellis is famous for going on record and saying that, you know, they were given no time. They were basically told to go out there and shake their tits and shake their ass, and that was it. And that's all they were there for. That's all they were viewed for. Whoever took over in that point in time, because I think that's when it changed from JR to, I believe, Laurinaitis, looked at the women as, well, if you're not hot enough to be in a bikini calendar, we don't want you.
Because that was the directive they were given, and that's how they were treated. That's what they were told about. Speaking of one of those, Kelly Kelly on the commercial right now. It's just one of those things where it was the directive, and it was the time and place of what society was, and that's how what they were doing. And to their credit, they've evolved now to what society is all about: women empowerment, women's movement, etc., and so forth. So that's where we're at, and that's where we stand. We're at Money in the Bank. We get set. So we build the set. Piece.
Build the set.
By piece. String. By string. Step.
By rope.
Step. What do you mean rope?
There was rope before.
There was rope too.
We're spray painting the ladders.
Yes. They're not just bought silver. They're spray painted silver, for those wondering. Hey, it's Dolph Ziggler.
We see Natty and Dolph.
Natty's never come off the second rope, so this will be fun. Didn't she do the one where she fell through the table? Oh no, she was laying on the table. Never mind.
Yeah, because Michelle wasn't heavy enough to put her through the table.
Right.
I had to do it twice. Hey, there's Funaki. And Fandango.
Fandango. And Mojo.
And Mojo Rawley.
Natty's very, very nervous. There's Becky getting her makeup done. Natty's all frustrated. Feeling the anxiety.
Deep breaths, Natty. Deep breaths. Deep breaths. It's okay.
Remember your breathing exercises.
Lana is talking about how she's terrified of failing. She doesn't want to mess this up. She's got a little heartburn.
Someone was Madonna, not Beyonce, something. I don't...
Yeah, I didn't quite catch that.
All I heard was the phrase Madonna, and then maybe not Beyonce, but Madonna. That's what I caught out of that situation.
But anyway, kind of going back to it, since we don't have a lot of time. I mean, yeah, it's like the women of that era, they are forgotten. It's like, I remember Candice Michelle, she used to come out there and like take her jacket off. And, you know, she'd be like, hey, look at my boobs. I mean, that was really the bra and panty match era. That's what that was. The bikini matches and the bra and panty matches and the bikini contests and lingerie pillow fights, paddle on a pole. I mean, pretty much everything hyper-sexualized and over the top and tits and ass and everything else. That's what that era was, because some 13-year-old boy did the directive for the women's division. So, I mean, I can see how a lot of those women of that era are now looking at it now going, God, I wish I was part of that. Because all of them have moved on and either retired or had children and retired or have significant injuries and can't be a part of it. Because, you know, these girls were still going out on the house show circuits and they were still wrestling out on the house show circuits. Nobody cared, but they were still out there doing it. So yeah, maybe they'll get their due, but I kind of agree with Maurice's point. Do your homework.
Mm-hmm.
Know who they are. Because it's like, you know, girls like Maria have come back.
They've all...
And others may come back.
They've all pretty much just about come back in some fashion. Not all of them, but some of them have.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Michelle McCool doesn't come back at some point. We see a shot of the title... Natty's getting her hair did.
Or her skin did.
Oh, there's Styles. There's the back of Styles. Thank you for that shot. Much appreciated. And we see a little girl with a title belt.
Feeling the glow.
Feeling the glow. Everything you need to see. There's another little girl.
With a belt.
With a belt. With a title. title belt. I mean, it's like they're showing what this means to the little girls, which is everything. And I have to say what this match meant to me, because this was huge to me. Because I've waited so many years to see something like this happen, and it finally did. And we got totally screwed.
Yeah, part one did not go as planned.
The second match was fantastic. The first match, on the other hand, not so much.
Oh god, we're making over Alexa Bliss next week. Well, some interesting things coming next week on the Total Divas.
It's kind of interesting that Maryse is like, you need to dress like a champion. It's like, well, but let her dress how she wants to dress.
Pretty much. That's sort of how it should go.
So anyway, an interesting intro episode into Total Divas.
Yeah.
Getting introduced to the new girls. It looks like it should be an exciting season. For sure.
Okay, so I had to go backwards. Because these little things annoy me. Or I find them annoying. So, we were setting up for Money in the Bank, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they show the pyro shot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a pyro shot from a previous Money in the Bank. It was the old set.
Well, you know,
come
stock
on.
Footage.
Because they don't do pyro anymore, remember this?
Yeah, they don't do pyro anymore.
So it's like, I knew there was something wrong with it, because they don't do pyro anymore. So they used the old set. And then, hey, look, it's a brand new set after the pyro's gone. Anyway, that's a little nitpick. Can we use, just because of this pyro, we don't have to use it. Anyway, it's my nitpick.
They were probably given stock footage to use, honestly.
It was probably their own stock footage from previous seasons.
Probably, yeah. So it's like, you know, hey, it's Money in the Bank, let's use that. I mean, so...
They wanted pyro going off, that's all. I get it. I'm just it's a nitpick, that's all.
I know, but we didn't get a lot of Carmella in this episode, but that's okay. We'll get her probably next episode, given where we are in the timeline and what's going to happen.
Well, yeah, she's about to become a certain in the bank.
Right. So, that should be interesting, her and Cass.
Yeah. We're going to dive deep into them. We'll get more Alexa, but this was Naya and Maryse and a lot of Natty and Lana's. That's fine. It's a good start. We got intertwined some new stuff. I enjoyed this episode. There really wasn't much downtime. It was a lot of fun, and we learned a lot of different things.
It's a nice ease into the next season or into the new season, and then, you know, I have a feeling next episode we're going to hit the ground running.
Yeah, I thought we did tonight, but yeah, we'll get more drama next week.
Sure. So, well, I think that does it for us. What do you think?
Sounds good to me. Make sure you just follow, like, and subscribe to all the Facebooks, Twitters, and the social medias. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, Instagram, we swear we're going to use it one day, Tumblr, all under the guidance of Rack Radio Show, at Wild Talk Radio, and Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. That's the social medias for me to get a hold of us. What about you?
You can follow me on Twitter at LynnSward, LNSWRD, and my website, segwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at Behance.net/LynnSward, same as the Twitters. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Total Divas, and we will be back with episode 2 next week. You don't want to miss it. Till then, bye!